Well, Gina Reeder is joining us this morning, and she is with SSM Health Treffert Studios. She is an administrative assistant and a very busy lady from the sounds of it this morning. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I caught her in the mid-frazzle moment, I guess you could say. We all have those days, though, you know, so it just
all
proves.
All the good things happen at once, right?
Yeah, that's why they use the term human. So anyway. Yeah. All right. So Treffert Studios has a number of different programs coming up, and I guess we're going to be talking about some of those today.
Yes, I thought we could kind of go over what's coming up in the next couple months and let people know that registration is open.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Well, this Friday is our first one. It's an event called Level Up, and we actually are going to be doing four of these, one per month, February, March, April, and May. The cost is $20. It runs from 6 to 8 o'clock. And if families have the children's long-term support waiver, that also could cover the cost. They will be doing play with Legos, do the virtual reality activities, play some game competitions. I know that they had a cornhole and a giant Connect Four kind of little tournament one time. They do karaoke, arts and crafts, and then have a little snack. So it's just a time for ages 8 and up to kind of just have a social night on Friday night, and maybe mom and dad have some time and they can go out to dinner.
All right. So is this going to be at Treffert Studios then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. From 6 to 8 p.m. And they can, people can either find our website and click the programs tab, or they can search up my name on Sign Up Genius is actually the website mm-hmm. that we use. And if you search Gina Reeder, R-I-E-D-E-R, that all of our programs will come up that way. Or you can just give a call to Treffert Studios at 920-926-8100 and just have them transfer to me or to Nikki.
So is it too late to register for tomorrow's program?
Nope, we still have a few spots open.
Okay. Are you guys doing anything in conjunction with the Sturgeon Spectacular this weekend?
We are not.
Okay.
That would be fun, but we are not. Nope.
Kids are imaginative enough, don't you think? So
they are. Anyway. They could maybe make a sturgeon out of Legos.
There you go. That'd be interesting. Those sturgeons get pretty big. So anyway,
yeah.
All right. So what's the next program that's coming up you wanted to highlight?
Then we also have a sensory swim. We only have a few spots left of this, but this is the first time we've done that. And this will be at the Fond du Lac Community Aquatic Center on 9th Street. And that will be on Saturday, February 21st. And that's 12:30 to 2:30, and that's $5 per person. And that one you should actually call because we require payment ahead of time just because it was full, and then now there was a change of date, some people had to cancel. So we just want to make sure that everyone who attends, you know, gets a chance to attend if we have open spots. And that will just be more of a quiet float around, little more quiet music than when you go to a pool and it's a little bit, you know, like water parkish. So just a little bit more sensory friendly.
No splashing allowed, are you saying, or what?
I'm sure there'll be splashing.
All right. Now, is there like a registration deadline for that? Because you said that, you know, these are openings that came about, so.
If people could contact us by tomorrow at noon.
Okay. All right. So what's next for us?
This is a very exciting one. This is our second sensory inclusive movie. And the first one we did in December sold out in 24 hours. And that was just kind of, again, a test run to see how well it would be received in the community. And it was very well received. Odyssey is partnering with us again for Hoppers, which is Disney's. It's going to be on opening weekend for the movie. And I believe it opens on March 6th, and our date is March 7th. And showtime is at 10:30. Again, it's at the Odyssey. And this time, we got bumped up to a theater with space for 144 people. It is a premium theater. And with it being opening weekend, plus a brand-new Disney movie in premium, they're still being very generous, and the cost is $6 per person. And they have the opportunity to get a $4 small drink and small popcorn combo. And we're about half full on that, so we still have space for that. And the positives, I think, that come out of this were the last showing. I believe 70-some percent of families, it was the very first time they were able to go to a movie with their children, because it's these movies are not as dark, not as loud, and knowing that it's for sensory needs, some of the kids maybe would stand up in the show, or maybe there's like a little bit of calling out or something, but all the families that were there understood each other's children, so to them, they just could not stop thanking. That one was sponsored by the Fond du Lac Evening Optimists, so we were able to offer a free show that time, mm-hmm. and it was just like the feedback was overwhelmingly positive, and so we're excited to do it again.
Okay, so what kind of audience are we talking about here? Are we talking about people on the autism spectrum here, or what?
Yes, we definitely had some of those. We just mm-hmm. also some individuals just maybe sound is too much. So maybe mm-hmm. you've seen some individuals wearing headphones in school. Sometimes kids will wear headphones if there's a fire drill and it's very loud, or if they go into an assembly and it's very loud. So if you have some certain sensory issues, this is just meant for everyone. And if I'm quite honest, I loved it. I mean, I don't think that I have any identified sensory needs, but being in there, I thought it was great. It wasn't quite as dark. The volume wasn't as loud. It was just a great atmosphere, I think, for anyone. So anyone is invited, but just if people are expecting it to be super dark and like normal volume, then this movie is not for them.
Well, and there are people where they're kind of light sensitive, aren't they?
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and also just maybe the fear of a first movie, and if it's so dark, maybe it's more scary. And maybe it's not even necessarily a sensory. It's just, you know, this is our first experience for our family, and it's a perfect way to start out going to movies.
Am I pushing the envelope too much if I ask you what the movie's about? Because it is a Disney movie, so.
I believe it's something where the humans jump, like they hop into, it's like a science-y, they hop into animals, like their brains hop in or something. I don't remember exactly in the preview. It just looks really super cute. Yeah.
So. Oh, let's see.
We have another one coming up if I have more time.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. On Monday, March 23rd, this is again a repeat of something we did a few weeks ago, and that was a sensory roller skating at Cornelli's on the Avenue, and it's a Monday night from 5 to 7, $5 per skater. If you need to rent skates, they're $3, and then the snack bar is open, but we were able to have, again, an overwhelmingly positive, because even the manager was like, wow, it was just nice and peaceful, everyone had fun, so a limit of 50, just so that it's not so crowded. The games will be off, so there won't be like that. The noise won't be coming from that. The music and the lights were dim. So, again, overwhelmingly positive. So we're coming back again on Monday, March 23rd from 5 to 7. And, again, registration the same way. That one, they just pay at the door.
Okay. I brought up a description of the Hopper's plot. If you want, I can read that for you.
Sure.
Okay. Hopper's is a Pixar's animated sci-fi action comedy about Mabel, a 19-year-old animal lover who uses groundbreaking technology to transfer her mind into a robotic beaver, granting her the ability to communicate with animals. There you go.
I was sort of on track.
Yeah. But some of the cast is like an all-star cast. You got John Hamm and Meryl Streep and Kathy Najimy, who was in Hocus Pocus, and a number of others. So, you know, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
I think it is. It is.
All right.
And then anything else? Any questions?
I really don't have any questions. Do you usually go to Sign Up Genius for most of these programs?
Yes, if they find one of them. So even if they find, they can also stop in or email us at treffertstudios@ssmhealth.com, and we can send them the link if they struggle finding my name in Sign Up Genius. But once you're in one of them, they're all tabbed across the top. Everything that we have to offer currently is tabbed up there.
Okay. Very good. Well, I know you're a busy lady, and we're going to let you go. But, Gina, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me and for helping us get the word out.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That is Gina Reeder, who is the administrative assistant for SSM Health's Treffert Studios.